Progress needs social science input to address wider implications. Technological advancements hold the promise of enhancing lives, yet they often come with unintended consequences, particularly for vulnerable groups in society. Take Google, for instance, which revolutionized internet accessibility, but also introduced challenges like intrusive data mining and privacy violations. Typically, individuals with limited societal influence bear the brunt of these negative impacts of emerging technologies. The oversight in tech development often arises because of a lack of input from various fields like social sciences and other STEM subjects. When technical experts work without knowledge of history or psychology, or without sufficient incentives to fact-check, it can lead to dangerous outcomes. For instance, the absence of proper government supervision allowed Boeing to install faulty autopilot systems in its 737 MAX planes, leading to tragic accidents resulting in numerous fatalities. Inequality in technology and computing history. Today's technologies often reflect inherent power imbalances and discrimination. Mark Zuckerberg's early social media project objectified female classmates, laying the groundwork for Facebook's subsequent privacy issues. While early computing was pivotal in wartime and space endeavors, the significant contributions of women, particularly Black women, are often overlooked. This highlights a computing history dominated by affluent white males. E-commerce and technology are more tangible than they seem. The cloud refers to technology resources accessible over the internet, like web hosting and server-based applications. Despite its seemingly invisible nature and seamless service, the cloud relies on a massive physical infrastructure resembling a large factory. It consumes vast amounts of electricity and water, making it a significant source of pollution globally. Additionally, cloud servers and computers rely on rare materials such as lithium, tin, and cobalt, which are sourced from various parts of the world. The global supply chain associated with the cloud raises various political, social, and environmental concerns. These issues range from worker safety to diplomatic and economic relations between countries. Furthermore, it prompts questions about why major e-commerce companies like Amazon receive certain exemptions from social, political, and environmental regulations. Despite essentially operating as a modern mail-order catalog company, Amazon benefits from tax subsidies by identifying itself primarily as an e-commerce entity. AI relies on human input. It's not purely artificial. Social media platforms use artificial intelligence, AI, extensively to monitor and moderate content. This includes basic AI functions like filtering keywords, IPs, and URLs, along with more advanced tools such as hashing technologies, sentiment analysis, pixel analysis, and machine learning. While AI may appear to eliminate biases in this process, it actually removes accountability. It's important to understand that human decisions and actions drive the algorithms and processes behind AI. The effectiveness of AI decision-making hinges on the quality of its source materials. If you input inaccurate or biased information, the output will reflect those flaws. For instance, policing technologies often rely on crime statistics, which can be skewed due to over-policing in low-income neighborhoods and the disproportionate arrest rates of non-white individuals. Recently, major tech companies like Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube have expanded their human workforce for content moderation due to scandals involving election interference, fake accounts, and automated content recommendations. Human involvement in addressing crimes and AI limitations. When it comes to addressing crimes like child pornography, human input is essential. While algorithms can flag potentially pornographic images, the determination of whether it constitutes child pornography relies entirely on human interpretation and review. Furthermore, there are notable issues with image recognition software. For instance, many of these tools struggle to accurately identify racial minorities because the datasets used to train the algorithms primarily feature white male adults as the default. Sexism crippled the UK computing industry. During World War II, the first computer operators and programmers in the UK were women. They took on these roles not because there were no available men, but because computing was seen as similar to factory work at the time. In the 1960s, as computers became more crucial to the economy, the government altered its hiring practices for technical roles. Women with technical skills were tasked with training their male colleagues, who then advanced to managerial positions. Despite this, computing work was still viewed as feminine, leading many men to undergo government training and then pursue non-computing managerial roles elsewhere. This resulted in a significant labor shortage, yet the government persisted in excluding women from technical managerial positions. One notable example is Stephanie Steve Shirley. Entrepreneurship in response to workplace challenges. After facing repeated promotion denials in the civil service, Shirley took matters into her own hands by establishing her own software company. She tapped into a large pool of talented women with technical skills, employing them on flexible terms. As a result of talent shortages in government and major corporations, they began outsourcing computing tasks to companies like Shirley's. To address ongoing labor shortages, the government took action by promoting a solution that required fewer workers. They mandated British computer companies to merge into a single entity called International Computers Limited, ICL. This consolidation aimed to focus production on large, advanced mainframe computers in exchange for government grants and contracts. However, by the time these mainframes were developed, the industry had shifted towards smaller and more adaptable solutions, rendering ICL and the British computer industry outdated and less competitive. Technology can reinforce racial and gender biases instead of remaining neutral. Speech technologies have undoubtedly improved many lives by simplifying tasks. However, individuals who speak non-standard English often face exclusion from services reliant on these technologies due to accent bias in their design. Research shows that people with accents are often unfairly judged as less intelligent, loyal, and competent, leading to discrimination in various aspects of life, such as housing, employment, and the justice system. Historically, language has been a tool of imperialism where the language of the colonizer became synonymous with power, forcing the colonized to adopt it to be heard. Similarly, the limitations of speech technologies in understanding non-standard English compel non-native or accented speakers to alter their speech patterns to fit the technology's requirements. Due to the high cost of gathering data for training speech technology, most companies primarily use a dataset composed of American Midwestern accents. This practice not only reinforces power imbalances and discrimination, but also perpetuates negative stereotypes. For instance, in many Hollywood films, good robots are often depicted as white, while black or dark-colored robots are portrayed as villains. The QWERTY keyboard excludes yet sparks creativity. Businesses adopted the QWERTY keyboard layout in the 1870s, naming it after the first six keys on the top left letter row. Today, it is a widely used interface globally. However, more than 50% of the world's population, including Arabic, Hindi, Korean, and Chinese speakers, cannot efficiently use it to write their native scripts. This is because the QWERTY keyboard was not designed to accommodate the specific features of these scripts. For instance, Arabic letters connect and change shape and are written from right to left, which goes against the QWERTY keyboard's design principles of fixed shape, uniform spacing, and left-to-right writing. Similarly, Hangul letters in the Korean script change size and position based on context, and they connect both vertically and horizontally, conflicting with the QWERTY keyboard's standardized letter size, fixed position, non-connecting nature, and single baseline layout. Initially, attempts were made to modify non-Latin scripts to work with the QWERTY keyboard. This involved actions like reducing letters in the Thai alphabet, rearranging Korean glyphs, and spacing out letters in Arabic script. However, a new approach emerged where people used the QWERTY keyboard keys as a retrieval system. By pressing specific key combinations that describe the desired character to the machine, users can retrieve the intended graph without needing to input every stroke manually. On average, spelling the first 5 to 6 strokes is sufficient for the machine to recognize the intended graph. This method utilizes 22-stroke letter combinations, which fit on the QWERTY keyboard, enabling users to write approximately 2,000 of the most commonly used Chinese graphs. Rather than rejecting the limitations of the QWERTY keyboard, creative thinkers found innovative ways to work around them. The tech industry isn't a true meritocracy as often claimed. Despite claims that anyone with the will and skills can succeed in the tech industry, there is a notable lack of diversity. In the United States, initiatives like Code.org and Girls Who Code focus on teaching coding to school-age children, aiming to encourage more women and minorities to pursue careers in tech. Similarly, in India, programs that develop tech skills among young people and women offer a pathway to overcome social barriers and secure higher-paying jobs. The idea that a skills gap is the main obstacle for women and other underrepresented groups in entering big tech suggests that they are to blame for not putting in enough effort to acquire the necessary abilities. However, these initiatives overlook the significant role that hiring practices at major tech companies play in limiting diversity. These companies often prefer candidates from elite educational backgrounds with the correct cultural background who fit the stereotype of the white male nerd. Moreover, recruitment frequently occurs through employee referrals, which tend to perpetuate existing networks composed primarily of people who resemble those already employed. The excessive emphasis on technical skills in hiring overlooks the importance of social skills in tech positions. Hiring managers often disregard the value of collaboration and problem-solving before deadlines, which are strengths commonly exhibited by female employees. This bias disadvantages women in the tech industry. Key points. 1. Technology should consider how it affects society, like Google's internet changes. 2. Tech development needs input from different fields to avoid problems like Boeing's autopilot. 3. Computing history often overlooks women and minorities, showing industry biases. 4. Technologies like the cloud harm the environment through pollution and resource use. 5. AI can be biased and needs human oversight for accurate results. 6. Speech tech can discriminate against accents, affecting daily life. 7. The tech industry's claim of fairness hides biases that limit diversity.